You're listening to SBS News.
Ross, who doesn't want his last name broadcast, has been a problem gambler for the past 20 years. It started when he was driving taxis late at night.
I was lonely, 11 o'clock at night. I thought I'll drop into my local club and have a little bit of an afternoon or an evening after the shift. And within 6 months, I was destitute and homeless and living on the streets of Sydney.
He's been forced to give up poker machines during the lockdown as pubs have closed their doors. And he's saving money, which has been put to good use.
I got a hip replacement done. I actually organised to get into hospital to get work done. Because I thought, well, I'll get busy. I haven't got to worry about anything else. Let's get on with life.
According to the Alliance for Gambling Reform, Ross is one of many gamblers who've used his lockdown to recover from addiction. But Executive Director Tony Moore is worried people will relapse into their old habits once venues reopen.
We've also had many thousands of people lose their jobs, and that puts them at much more risk of falling down into the trap of a poker machine. So now is the worst possible time to turn the poker machines back on.
Gaming rooms in New South Wales have opened and the Northern Territory will follow on Friday. In Queensland, machines won't open until July the 10th and all other states are yet to set a date. Western Australia doesn't allow poker machines outside of the casino. While some gamblers are feeling relief, many publicans have been experiencing financial stress. Scott Dixon is the manager of the Bankstown RSL in Western Sydney, and he says the club couldn't recover from the coronavirus lockdown without gaming machines.
Look, it's very important because it makes up such a large component of our income, and without it, you just wouldn't have the revenue to be able to pay everything that needs to be paid.
The club welcomed back its first punters today. All venues are required to maintain surface cleaning and ensure punters comply with social distancing. But Ross won't be joining them. He says for the first time in a long while, he's not in debt.
I don't owe any money, and it's a beautiful feeling.
And you can stay up to date with coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Lucy Murray, SBS News.